Recorded Books is pleased to present the Modern Scholar Series, where great professors teach you. My name is L.J. Ganser, and I'll be your host. Today we begin a course entitled Human Anatomy, The Beauty of Form and Function. Your professor is John K. Young, a professor of anatomy at Howard University, where he conducts research on the hypothalamus, the part of the brain that regulates eating, drinking, and sexual behavior. In 1998, Professor Young won the Kaiser Permanente Award for Excellence in Teaching. He is a member of the American Association of Anatomists, the Endocrine Society, and the Society for Neuroscience. Professor Young has published more than 40 articles in scientific journals and is the author of the books Hormones, Molecular Messengers, and Cells, Amazing Forms and Functions. For more information on this course, please visit its webpage at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll have access to links to related sites, a seminar room to share your thoughts with other students, and yes, of course, a final exam. And now we begin Human Anatomy, The Beauty of Form and Function, Lecture 1, Introduction to Anatomy and the Axial Skeleton. And now, Professor Young.
Hello. The object of this series of lectures is to introduce you to the basic components of the human body and determine how they function together. The human body represents a very interesting assortment of different structures. These structures are the biological equivalents of motors and pulleys, of pumps, of air processing systems, of water purification systems, and of course there's a wonderful command and control system of the body in the form of the central nervous system. So all of these structures are very interesting in themselves. They're intrinsically interesting, and I think it's fun to learn about them and read about them. One of the remarkable things about lots of these structures is that they have the ability to continue to function for many, many years without any problem. And if they do experience some sort of a injury or disease, very frequently a lot of these structures can repair themselves and continue to function just as well as before. However, of course, throughout the course of our life, we can run into some problems, we can have injuries or diseases, and sometimes these structures in the body can't repair themselves and need medical assistance. You may require surgery or medicines to correct the functions of some of these structures. And I think in this case, it's very important for everyone to have a basic understanding of how some of these things work so that we can understand better what medical treatments are available to correct them and what procedures are necessary to restore us to health. So basically, I think it's important for everyone to have...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?